realms of Senith.
All I remember was fighting some machine thing. I think we were clearing out the kobolds from the city, and we got some double-headed ogre-looking thing, and a goblin guy threw him in some jello, and he died.
You make this sound completely morbid.
Well, we were like in the middle of fighting the machine.
Yeah.
We have him pushed close to the pit, but he's like spewing fire at everybody, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember now Mord was doing like a jump flip off the wall and stuff to avoid being hit by him.
Actually, by the way, I just checked. It has been almost 6 weeks. Just thought I'd let you
know. Yeah, that's right, because July 4th. How was July 4th for everybody? How was that holiday weekend? Was it like a Monday?
Okay, I guess.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
So do you remember? Go ahead.
Well, Craig was suspicious earlier.
Suspicious?
Yeah, he showed up before you did.
Oh, yeah. I sent him in while I was trying to figure out audio issues. I couldn't hear anything on Discord. But yeah, so do you recall doing a jump flip off the wall on Mord?
No. Did I do that?
Yeah, you did that.
Did you grab a lamp, maybe?
Yeah, like a sconce or whatever.
Yeah.
Is this when I was being autopiloted?
Yeah, yeah. If I remember right, you guys have done a ton of damage to the
machine.
The forward wheels. So, but in its advance on Morin and his dodge of it, it continues on the ledge and it heads towards the other tunnel. And as it's going that way, you guys can hear it like squeaking and stuff, and you can see it vibrating in the front, like hopping in the front.
So if I remember correctly, a while ago we were in the Feywild and we gave this dude wrong directions and now he's salty.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Erevan's going to tell him, man, you should reduce your salt intake. That shit will give you a heart attack.
He's just mumbling his head is on the front. So yeah, you hear him mumbling something toward all right, as it's like heading down the tunnel. We are temporarily out of initiative order as he seems to be withdrawing at a fair pace. What's left is several kobolds seem to be retreating into the walls and up the ramp.
Do we chase them?
I kind of feel like they're kobolds. They love their traps. So I don't think it's a full retreat. I think they got an idea.
Oh, speaking of which, that reminds me of Diamond's stone toss, I think, that set off a bunch of traps in a row. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry. That's just an inside. That was pretty great. But yeah, what do you do as... the soldiers are starting to give chase, but they kind of pull back when they see that you aren't advancing.
I kind of want to wait and see it through, see if they come back. And it also might be worth doing some kind of scouting.
So we almost took this guy's wheel out?
Yeah.
Well, can I do a parting shot on it and see if I can't damage it all the way?
It's, so he's rolling away from you. You can't entirely see it that well. Is there some way you can move about? Because there's a pit next to you and a wall on the other side. Do you have an idea of how you could get a clear shot on it?
Well, I mean, my cannon's got legs. Can I just throw my cannon on the wall and have it walk across the wall?
If that's a thing it can do, what's the speed on it? Like 30?
We'll find out.
You know what? If it can crawl on the wall, I'll allow it.
Regardless of size, AC of 18, number of the damage levels, immune to poison damage. The cannon, okay. When you create the cannon, you determine its appearance, whether it has legs. You also decide what type it is, choosing it from the options of the Eldritch Cannon. You can take a bonus action to cause the cannon to activate it if you're within 60 feet. For the same bonus action, you can direct the cannon to walk or climb up 15 feet to an unoccupied space, provided it has legs.
All right. According to my notes, all of you guys did 93 damage to it on the wheel itself. You guys like focus fired that thing. So yeah, take your shot.
Yeah.
And I assume, even though we can't see the wheel anymore, I assume we saw it before it started retreating. And I would assume that it looks pretty bad, as if one cannon shot might be able to take it out of commission completely.
Well, I got a 13.
Yeah, I think that's a miss. It's AC, it's 13.
I think that's a hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
About 17 points of force damage.
All right. Okay, so I guess we'll retcon things a little bit. Yeah, it starts screeching forward as the wheel loosens on the front, and it's going considerably slower. However, it's still trying to get away from you, and it's starting to look like it's unmorphing from its machine shape back into something that can walk. However, everything else is pretty much going the same way. The kobolds are retreating. The soldiers are not giving chase. They're more concerned about what you're doing at the moment. So to that end, what are you doing now that it seems to not be able to escape too quickly?
Do any of the soldiers have experience with or knowledge about kobolds?
Not that you recall. They weren't. They're mostly guardsmen that deal with bandits and stuff. Some goblins, but they don't really go into the caves, or they're not like dungeon crawlers that are super experienced with kobolds. They do know general things. They do know that they make traps and stuff like that. But if you're asking for like kobold hunters, that's not them.
Yeah, I would assume none of them are like specialized for that. There's a like a sergeant in command, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk to him and I want to see what he thinks. What he thinks the kobold might be doing and what he thinks should do in response.
He's a bit singed. He got hit by some of the fire from the machine. He just stares at you while you ask him that. And he's like, and he says, honestly, I was kind of hoping you knew what you were doing. Do you want us to give chase? Like, they can't have had too much time to set up all these traps, right?
Considering, I mean, there probably are traps you can set up pretty quickly, but I feel like we should pursue them, but...
Do we just skip rocks down the... where they ran off to? Because, I mean, it worked last time.
I was thinking we could go slow. We could have Diamond throw rocks around, Mora checking for traps as well. Probably, he's probably the closest thing we have to a trap checker.
Can we grapple the machine? Like,
I don't think we can.
You don't think we can bring it back to us?
Don't think we can bring it back to us. Yeah, so Erevan, like, it is switching back to its humanoid form so that it can, apparently it's going to try to flee on foot instead of on wheels. I think she's asking if they can catch up to it.
It might be possible to grapple.
Okay. If you want to try, Alita, you can.
I'm just saying, I feel like we should stop him now before he gets back into those tunnels.
Let's go grapple him. Fuck it. I'll go.
If he's switching back to his humanoid form, can I hit him with an Eldritch Blast?
Yeah, Morin, hit it with the... Yeah, yeah, go ahead. We're still kind of out of initiative because it is just fling. So go ahead and roll that.
Actually, 2 Eldritch Blasts because I'm level 5. 22 and 26. Hey, I assume both of those do.
Yeah.
13 damage on the first blast and 9 on the second.
Okay. I don't have a pen nearby. All right. So Alita and Diamond, you're chasing as Eldritch Blasts are flying between both of you. And you see that the machine is kind of stumbling a bit. You can catch up to him. Are you really going to try to grapple him then?
Yeah. I think we need to stop his progress.
Erevan's going to back her up in that case.
Morid throws a pinch of powder around and says some words and casts a spell. And Alita starts to grow. I cast enlarge.
Oh, jeez.
So target doubles in size in all dimensions. This way is multiplied by 8. This growth increases size by 1 category from medium to large, for example. You just become as big as you can for the space allows. And you advantage on strength checks, strength saving throws, and your weapons also grow to match your new size, and you do an extra D4 damage when you attack.
Did you say the weight multiplies by 8?
Yeah.
That means Alita is now 1,080 pounds.
She's almost a ton of fun.
Okay,
Jesus, Alita, what did you eat last night?
A mushroom.
So Alita starts pounding down the ledge.
Fee, go ahead, fi, fo, fum.
Yeah, go ahead and roll your attack roll as you approach from the rear. Go ahead, Diamond and Alita.
And I think that's like a strength check, right? Is that advantage?
Yeah. It'd be like athletics, I'm assuming, is pretty good now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the first one I roll is just to see if it works, right? Do I add anything to that one?
Do you have proficiency in athletics?
I have a +2.
Is +2 your strength?
No, because my strength is actually a -1.
Okay, so you do have proficiency in athletics because your proficiency is proficiency bonus is +3. I'm going to assume then the +2 is because you have proficiency in it. So you roll the 20-sided die, mm-hmm. add 2 to it, and then you can roll the 20-sided die again, also adding 2. You take the higher number because you have advantage from the spell, okay. like more cast on you. And I'm going to assume that what you have to beat is a 16.
Okay, well, the first one was a 16, and my second one was a critical fail. So we're going to go with the first one.
Oh, boy.
So, Diamond, what did you roll for your athletics check?
15.
Ooh. Oh, man. He slips away. He spins around as you try to grab him and to face you for a moment. You actually see what looks like little blades coming out of his arms, and he takes a swing at the both of you, and you barely dodge out of the way, avoiding being struck by him, but you don't manage to grab him.
So is he like a Wolverine wannabe?
Kind of. But think of more like a mix of like, never mind. I'm not gonna. Yeah, just like blades come out of his arms.
Kobold Wolverine. That's what he is now.
Okay. So that is pretty much everyone's actions. We had Eldritch Blast, a Wheel Assault, and 2 grapple attempts. He still is attempting to get away from the group. So after that quick encounter, he still backs up and tries to disengage.
And just to declare, Erevan is following behind Alita and Diamond just to provide cover for them.
Are there any more things you're going to do then as a group? You go ahead and decide your actions as a group.
We could still attack him while he's trying to run away, I guess.
Yeah, he had to disengage to get away from you to prevent being attacked. So he's not at full run away from you. You can still catch up to him.
Well, I think Erevan's
gonna... close enough to throw a rock at him?
Yes.
Erevan's gonna run up to him and swing at him with his greatsword.
Do you have like a boulder for me, Diamond? Because as big as I am...
I mean, maybe can I make her a magic boulder?
Let's just crush him.
Like, okay, if I can make it magic, I would totally do that.
Or maybe I could just land on him. I'm nearly like... ton, right?
I mean, it would be a stone to you, so I should be able to, right?
For Erevan's greatsword attacks, 27 and 14 to hit.
27 and 14. The 27 does hit.
Not the 14?
Right. He's smaller now.
Okay, that is 13 damage.
Okay. So, Diamond... You look around real quick as Alita yells, "Give me a boulder." I'm going to smash him. You do find a rather big stone. And for a moment, you actually believe that you could infuse it like a magic stone. You think you have that within you if you have, I'm assuming you have spell slots, like a first level spell slot.
Yeah,
It's just like a large mason brick that's in the wall that looks really loose. You think you could infuse it and Alita could pull it out.
Are we about to bring the whole place down?
Oh, God.
I guess so. All right, I'm going to like kind of touch the stone and like cast the magic stone onto it.
Okay, she casts magic boulder. Alita, you see that she does this.
Okay, so I'm grabbing... that brick out of the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm throwing it at him. Let me see. I need to do some sort of like aim.
No, you can get up close to him still, right?
Just smash him a bunch with this big boulder.
Right.
Just like take it like it's like your least favorite baby doll and just like smash him with it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's your choice of melee or ranged attack if you want to throw it at him.
But don't you get a plus for missiles? Can't you use it as a missile?
That's one hell of a missile.
Okay, so wait, he said it was +4. Was it +4 damage?
Yeah, 1d4.
I guess I'm at like 18 to hit.
All right, so that is a hit. Go ahead and roll it. What's the damage on the magic stone again? Is it 1d6?
It's more when someone else uses it. Hold on, let me look. Oh, she would add my spellcasting ability modifier to the 1d6.
Okay, so 1d6, 3, and then I can add 3.
I think mine is
6.
3.
Add the 4, I'm at 10. Add your 3, I'm at 13.
Okay.
Seems like the boulder should do more damage.
I was just going to say, go ahead. Did you roll a d4 and add it in there, right? I think I heard that.
A d4? No.
Yeah.
Well, that only makes it 14.
Okay. So go ahead and roll the d4 again. We're kind of simulating a larger dice for a first level spell.
Okay, that one's a 2.
Okay. So that's 15?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you throw this at him or did you melee him?
I think we decided I meleed. I don't know if we were thinking that was going to do more damage. I don't know.
Roll another athletics check to see if you actually crush him.
Okay. 9. Oh, wait. Do I have anything added on to that with my giganticness?
No, you crush him.
Oh, I do.
You just flat out crush him. Like you see several little rods fly out of his arm as he tries to grab the boulder as you swing it down at him. And it they hit the ground and he's trying to hold it up. You see a mean look on his face and stuff. He says something to the effect of, I'll show you what the machine can do. And then he just
apparently.
Yeah, not much. Just the boulder. You see as soon as he says that and the boulder comes down, it doesn't stop. And you hear a crunching sound. And that's that.
I'll show you what the machine can do. Crunch.
Recycled. And, go ahead.
Sorry. As a few moments of silence passes as all the soldiers look at Alita and Diamond from, the other side of the pit. And then you hear a few cheers happen. And then they get a little bit louder.
Take a bow. Thank you. Thank you.
How are the kobolds reacting?
I don't think any of them actually have seen this. So they're all gone.
Just wait until they find out. We've just assassinated their leader with a boulder.
All right. And as the cheers kind of died down, the ceiling explodes.
Uh-oh.
Several holes, when you look up at the top of the ceiling, open up, and the bricks that were there fall down, and you see a couple kobolds jump through the hole and catch themselves in a pit. A couple look a bit injured, but they're trying to scramble away. And as you're listening to what's happening in the ceiling, you hear what sounds like the sounds of darts. Like flying darts or some kind of projectile, rapid firing.
Yep, they had traps.
Their own traps?
You're not quite sure yet, but you do hear the sounds of dwarfs after a few moments and commands being given.
I like dwarfs. So the kobolds that fell down, I've got my new ability at 5 was to create my own little arcane firearm. So I carved what looks like a gun out of wood, and I've got it on a hip holster. And I just want to Wild West style pull it out and shoot a firebolt at one of them.
All right, go ahead.
Hip shot.
Yeah, their AC, I think, is 12.
Well, I rolled a 19 on the die.
Oh, that's a hit.
So when I use this as a spell focus, it gives me an extra D8 of damage.
Okay.
So 13 plus.
Yeah, the kobold's down. Yeah.
So 19 damage. I had to do math and I suck at math.
Yeah.
Pew.
Just fucking executed him.
Yeah. And then I say, draw.
I'm still new for that.
I'm still new at this.
Yeah. Also, you probably should tell the duelist that they're dueling.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as I say draw, my cannon fires at the other one.
As long as you roll an attack roll above 12, it's done too.
All right, well, yeah, 16.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah. It fell pretty far, so.
We're supposed to say it first, I say to the cannon.
After a few moments of listening to what's going on in the ceiling, you see what looks like machinations coming down from the ceiling, they have what looks similar to the machine on little thrusters. Do you recall in the first session that ruckus like creature? I think his name was Aft or Alfie, I think it was.
Yep.
Alf. Yep. You see several of these creatures come down, or not creatures, but these machines come down and land in different places in the pit. And one of the dwarfs that are in it yells up to you guys, is like, ah, you got them already. Awesome. Where's the rest of them?
Erevan's gonna point to the direction that they were fleeing.
They'll point in another direction.
Fuck you, Boris.
Well, because they went everywhere. They scattered, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. All right, got it. Let's split up, boys. And then you see them start marching across the pit, and then they thrust up onto the ledge, and they start heading down the different tunnels and stuff.
Watch out for traps.
As you say that, you hear a trap be set off. He's like, all right, thanks.
Where do they get such wonderful toys?
Another one comes down, lands in a pit, and heads over to all of you. You actually recognize him once he jumps up onto the ledge and hops down. You see the machine kind of relax a bit. Its arms go down. These aren't like the barreled ones. These look properly built. And they have emblems of Elkwood on them, as the soldiers would. This dwarf you recognize as the one from the palace, Mord, especially. He was the one that he brought all those machine parts to and asked him to work on it.
No, so he built an army?
If you ask him that, he laughs and says, no, not yet, sir. These are just prototypes. We got word that you needed some help here. You're fighting some kobolds. Figured put them to use.
This is amazing.
They seem pretty useful so far.
It's like, yeah, he brought enough mithril to make some darts and stuff.
So I'm gonna go look over the the mobile suit and I like what you've done here. Ooh, interesting.
As you inspect it more, do you see some of your ideas were incorporated into it as well? I can't remember what you were talking about when I'd have to go back and listen to the podcast again.
I don't remember what I was talking about either. I don't remember what I was talking about from session to session.
Fair enough. But yeah, you see that I do remember your talk concerned about the power on the machines and how to get proper gems and everything.
Yeah.
It looks like they seem to have solved the problem by using little spheres instead of gems. And the dwarf says, yeah, we have to recharge them every day, but... they work in the meantime. Like I said, they're just prototypes.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, I thought that you might. Okay, so we'll be able to clear out your kobold problem.
All right.
But we're probably going to need your help with, I think they call him the machine.
Oh, yeah, he's over there under that boulder.
That boulder, yeah.
He might be kind of mashed into pieces, but yeah, he's over there.
All right, he hops up onto the machine real quick, or not the machine, but his mech, goes over and lifts up the boulder and looks under it, and then drops it back down. He's like, "Yeah, he's done." All right, well, best of luck to you. Hey, do you have a map of this place by chance?
I do. I pull it out, and I've already got it memorized. So here you go.
As you hand it to him, you see that it shrinks down to, you know, a normal map size.
You're still huge.
Hey, it's a magical map, too.
He says, yeah, I was a bit worried that I wouldn't be able to hold it with this thing. All right, thanks. And he starts marching off.
The spell only lasts a minute, so it probably is starting to fade.
I'm shrinking.
I'm melting. No, that was a pretty impressive kill. Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, I thought so too. Like, that was a really great idea. It's like, we need to do that.
Give me a boulder.
Big crunch.
I didn't know that you could imbue stones to give to people. That's awesome.
Just give people free magic stones. Be like, you get a magic stone. You get a magic stone. You get a magic stone.
Like Oprah.
Give them out as souvenirs.
Diamond, Oprah, Moss Cloud. Here's the question. When do we get mechs? We're going to have to work this out.
When do we get our mech privileges?
Do you ask?
Is he still there?
Well, I mean, you could go catch up to him real quick.
He's got a job to do. This is just something, you know, mental note for later. We're getting mechs eventually.
Gonna be how we get to place from place to place.
Like a marching line. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Did you say hi?
No, I said, can mechs fly?
Oh, I thought you were just like out of the blue, like, hi. Like, oh my God, have we been ignoring you? I'm sorry.
Can mechs fly? Hi. That's the correct answer to that question. It's just high.
They can fly very high. they can thrust up. I think I have it figured to be about 15 feet that they can thrust up, but then they fall right down.
Aww. What kind of weaponry do they have?
They cast a spell that I don't have the name for in front of me, but I had given to you previously. Let me look.
Mine will have a cannon.
You could even mount your other cannon on top of it.
That's what I'm saying. It has a cannon. Everything I ride has a cannon.
1,000 darts.
Oh, God.
You launch thousands of needle-like darts in a 5-foot-wide line that is 120 feet long. Each creature in the line takes 66 piercing damage or half as much damage if it makes it,
Damn!
Is it like at will or once per day or what?
It has charges.
Okay.
It depends on how many darts you got.
Yeah, each one takes a set of mithril darts worth 25 gold pieces, each use of it.
That's kind of expensive.
And
Is that all it can do?
No, I was going to say it also has steam blast on it. It can unleash a burst of superheated steam in a 15-foot radius around itself. All creatures in the area take 5d8 fire damage.
Damn. I think just a plain fire blast would look cooler, but all right. I want mine to have a fire blast.
Well, there's a possibility of modifying it, yeah. Getting a custom-built...
Kill them with fire.
Custom-built EKG. Extraordinary killer graboid. I don't know.
It's a graboid.
Because it has arms, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to carve a big wooden gun. We're just going to talk the rest of the session about what our mechs are going to be like.
Yeah. What are we going to do next? So the dwarves are taking care of the rest of the kobold problem, right?
The dwarves and the soldiers are going to handle that. Yeah, they're going to clear up the place for you.
All right, so then should we head back to the city?
Didn't we have to do this for the mummy? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that was... I think there was like an agreement where he just gives us the city, and in exchange he gets... I think he gets some taxes, and we also have to clear out the kobolds, which we would have to do either way. And I think the latter part of that...
I think we should just kill him and take it, but I don't know.
That, to me, that just seems easier said than done. And I also think there's a lot of benefits to the city that he could give.
I agree. He was able to build this all up. I think he could be, beneficial.
I'm checking out the machine.
He's a crushed pile of metal.
I think he means the mech.
No, the machine.
Oh, what are you checking out?
Loot.
Oh, I guess I'll join you then.
I can just see it squirting some oil on you or something.
Let's use one of the mechs to lift the boulder.
I just got these shoes shine too. If there's anything like worth salvaging, any like special gears or wiring harness or I don't know, crystals or...
As you're looking through the different parts of what's left of the machine, you see, man, this is kind of a morbid situation of what you're doing, but also... You're kind of interested because it's mostly a machine.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a he fused himself to it, right?
Yes.
Cyborg Wolverine Kobold Edition.
You do find some things. Do you have analyze device or something to that effect?
Well, I don't think that exists.
Maybe just investigation?
Yeah, if you want to just roll an investigation.
I have magical tinkering.
Can, Erevan assist with that investigation and give him like advantages, or should I just roll my own investigation?
I'm trying to look and see if I have any twice my proficiency bonus to history checks related to magic items, alchemical objects, or technological devices. So figure out some lore.
It's technological.
I am proficient with tinker's tools. I can use them to instruct tiny clockworks. I mean, I don't know what any of that would do. I'm just...
For the most part, you already have the lore of this thing, so...
Yeah, I don't really need that, right? So you just want me to do an investigation check, is that what you said?
Yep, go ahead and roll it with advantage.
Okay. 16.
All right, as you're poking through this machine, you've come across approximately, well, let's say specifically, 82 platinum pieces and about 300 gold pieces worth of gold and small trinkets.
Sweet.
So go ahead and... Sorry?
I said sweet.
You said 30 platinum?
82 platinum.
Oh, 82 platinum.
This is the dragon hoarding tendency, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
There is a blade that is relatively intact and that was on its arm.
Erevan's going to take a look at that blade.
It would be like a short blade.
Still, to take a look at it.
Yeah, it fit into his forearm. And I think Alita and Diamond saw it the best when it came out.
Careful, it's sharp.
Yeah, it still looks quite sharp. In any case,
I don't know if anyone here could use it or use it effectively compared to what we can already do. But
I mean, if I study this enough, I can probably find a way to shove it in your arm.
I want to be Wolverine now.
It may or may not be excruciatingly painful.
I don't want to be Wolverine anymore.
May cause gangrene. You may lose your arm, but hey, it's a small price to pay.
What if we just put it into my mech, okay? My mech can have the blade.
That's no fun. It's science. You got to advance science here.
Then use your own arm for that.
Mm. Moving on.
Yeah. Does it seem like we could easily salvage the blade?
It's in pretty good condition, yes. As for what it could be used for... it does look like it could be affixed to like a small hilt and probably used as like a short blade if you really wanted to, like a short sword. But other than that, it just looks like it might be worth money.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Can I tell if it's magical at all?
You don't think so. Do you have detect magic?
No. Does Morage have detect magic?
Yeah.
Do you want to use it?
In 10 minutes, I do. I have one spell slot left. So let's just take it.
Sure, if it's easy to take it, then why not?
Well, I guess I could use it. We're kind of safe with all our people around.
Yeah, I don't think there's much combat left. I think the soldiers are clearing this place out.
All right, well, I'll cast detect magic just so I can see that and anything else that might be magical on the device.
Okay, so the blade does not itself look magical. Okay. However, as you're looking at the rest of the machine, you do catch some piece of him that appears to be magical.
It's not the bad piece, is it?
Which you didn't say that. As you investigate it, it's called a chime of opening.
No.
This hollow metal tube measures about 1 foot long and weighs 1 pound. You can strike it as an action, pointing it at an object within 120 feet of you that can be opened, such as a door, lid, or lock. The chime issues a clear tone, and one lock or latch on an object opens unless the sound can't reach the object. If no lock or latches remain, the object itself opens.
So, basically, a mega skeleton key on steroids.
It appears to be.
Does anyone?
It's like a remote skeleton key.
Does anyone want to grab his chime of opening?
I'll take it.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah, I'll just go into my backpack or something.
All right. Is it all there is to really salvage off this guy?
Nope.
No, there's more.
This is... It's not a major thing, but it looks like a small piece of the cobalt. There was like a saddle on the actual machine.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're inspecting it, you believe it to be a saddle of the Cavalier.
No.
It's
saddle of the Cavalier. What does that do?
While in this saddle on a mount, you can't be dismounted against your will if you're conscious. And attack rolls against the mount have disadvantage.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Feels like that pretty much eliminates most of the disadvantages I can think of using them.
Well, think if you put that in your mech and they try to attack your mech and they've got disadvantage on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Actually, that's a good point. The mechs would probably be mounts.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty badass item when you're constructing your machine of death.
I call dibs on that.
I think you have to Rochambeau Alita for it and she can kick really good.
Of course, as you pick the saddle from the remains, it's going to expand a bit to the proper size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More. Yes. I love that GIF. Was it Final Fantasy 6?
Yeah, that's my favorite one. Magitek armor, baby.
All right. So that's everything you find on the machine, and you're not really seeing anything else of magical note around.
All right. Well, what next, guys?
I suppose we can return to, what was that place called? It started with the B?
Mordville?
Basically Mordville, yes. Let's call it Mordville now. Let's go back there and talk to the mummy guy and be like, hey, you know those kobolds you're talking about? They ceased to exist.
Let me know when action happens.
when action happens?
Yeah.
Mord's here. That's all action. All killer, no filler.
All right. So you're heading back to the temple then, I'm assuming, because Mord's a man of action?
Yes.
I'm a man about dungeon.
All right. So as you go back into the more residential area of the city, you do see that there's soldiers that are nearby. There's some of those, you know, friendly zombies hanging around. The temple is open, and on the stairs are those bards that you, and bards and cooks, they seem to be just sitting there talking to the some of the soldiers that are there. And they, as you approach, they kind of stand up and to greet you. And yeah, so the doors are wide open to the temple, and from inside the temple, you hear a little bit of commotion as apparently your arrival is being communicated to the people inside.
Oh, zombies is talking to him. What's that, boy?
No, it's
Aragorn's back.
No, it would have been one of the sentients, one of the people that are hired.
No, okay.
And you start hearing music playing from inside.
Is it like a scramble to make more, what was it, strawberry pancakes for Diamond?
We need pancakes, stat.
Yeah, assuming the man of action goes in.
We're changing your legal name from Mort to man of action.
Yeah, you're followed in by the bards and cooks and everything who do, in fact, scramble to go get things set up again. And you see Baindur, the mummy, come from one of the side doors, apparently his office, and he comes and stands in the center of this temple and stretches his arms out and says,
welcome.
Hi. So, you know those kobolds that we went to go take care of? They're gone now, I think.
So I have heard. Well done.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, man.
The music kicks up again as everyone starts bringing out drinks and not beverages, but foods and stuff to the table again. The man of action sits down. I'm just kidding.
And then he stands back up.
Yeah. Then he sits back down.
Sit, stand.
Yeah. Dead kobolds, we start telling the story. And there we were with a fleeing mass of kobolds and a machine trying to limp his ass away. When Alita grew twice her own size and Diamond enchanted a boulder, and that was the end of the machine.
Well, the end of the machine was actually a crunch. That was his final moment.
Mordville was built with a crunch.
That's gonna be the first sentence to be in the Mordville history books.
The archives.
Yeah.
So Baindur,
crunches are better.
So Baindur, when do you what do you do with yourself when you find that you all your dreams have come through and you have a nice front again?
You see like something of an ugly grin come across his face. He says,
very little.
Do very little.
Enjoy.
Sorry?
He's just doing very little, is that what he said?
Yeah. He says, I bask in productivity.
I like that. I'm going to write that above the, it's really, you know how in locker rooms, right, they have like sayings, like mission statements for like the team or whatever? That's what's going to be in the crafting area. Bask in productivity. It's a good line.
Something else that goes in the history books, I guess.
So what now?
I was about to ask you the same.
Man of action, not answers.
So I think Mordville is ours now. Kobolds are gone. This guy is friendly with us. All he wants is some taxes.
All right. As Erevan finishes his sentence, one of those mechs crashes through the temple door. And it's that dwarf you were just talking to. And he says, Hey guys, did you notice there's a bunch of zombies up here? What do you want done with them?
Nothing. They carry things very well.
You can leave them alone. They seem to like us.
Isn't that right, Ralphie? I'll go call the
boys off. Sorry?
I said, isn't that right, Ralphie, as I scratch him. It stretches out behind the chin.
Oh, yeah, no.
He just closes his eyes and smiles.
Mort's going to have a pet zombie.
Ralphie.
Foot thumping.
He only has one eye because he shot it out with a BB gun.
So it's like A Christmas Story zombie?
Yes, Ralphie.
Oh, my God. That hurts my head.
This is just Ralphie right now.
Well, we're triumphant, so I guess we go about getting the city put back together, huh?
Yep.
You'll have people to do that for you, I would imagine, at this point.
Yeah, I think we could go back to Elkwood, talk to the king, have him send people here to put everything in order. I want to also tell Bainder, like, hey, we're going to send some people here. Don't eat their brains.
Bainder offers to remove the zombies from the city and the skeletons. And he says that he knows of a room deep in the city that they can just wait in.
They just be slaves.
I thought we had like a conversation about how they were going to be released or something. Didn't we?
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I feel like Alita did mention that, but I don't think we discussed it too much. Maybe I'm just remembering because you suggested it, though.
So,
like, well, either way, do you think we should release them? Like, I don't think we should just release them into the wilderness.
I don't think putting them all in a tomb is, I don't know, that sounds horrible.
Everything I can think of, you know, I mean, none of it is humane, that's for sure.
Well, they're not humans, they're zombies.
Yeah, that's what I'm also thinking.
I cover Ralphie's ears. Do undead have souls still?
Yeah, that was the question there. Like, I feel like we had this conversation about how that had to be released or something. Go back to the...
I don't know. It feels like zombies are similar to mindless robots. Just some kind of AI.
Well, AI. We put some chips in them so that they don't attack people and just do their work.
Execute Order 66.
Hey, Ralphie, how far is it to Elkwood?
Oh, God.
Elkwood is 15 miles away.
Hey, Ralphie, what time is it?
We're gonna use the zombies to monitor people in the city. Be like the FBI.
They're not very good at, like, self-surveillance. You're sleeping and you look out the window.
All right, so as you're at the table discussing the merits of undead and the lore behind them, Bainder kind of chimes in and suggests, he says, if you are that concerned for the undead denizens of the city, then certainly I don't have to put them in a room. I just figured it'd be cleaner in the city.
Well,
they did not have to deal with the putrid smells, as it were.
That's true. Ralphie does not smell good.
Just give him some cologne or something. It'll be okay.
I mean,
I was thinking we could talk to the king about it if it's his people that are going to be occupying the city.
Sure. Or they could simply be workers in a certain level underground that was just their level.
They could be workers in far away from like the average people that we put here.
What was Diamond, what were you saying?
Uh-oh, I can't remember.
Okay, sorry. I felt like I heard you trying to chime in on something. So yeah, Bainder does say, he says, well, there are some clockworks in the tunnels and outside of the view of the hallways and residential areas that probably could use some maintenance. I suppose I could put them to work there.
Yeah, I feel like that might be the best place for them. You could probably start putting them there now. We could talk to the king, see what he thinks. I feel like he'll agree.
Is Erebon holding his nose as he's saying that? He's like, you could go ahead and do that immediately.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, yeah, they start moving away. Ralphie stays with, though.
Ralphie is Mord's personal pet zombie now.
Can I make it magically not stink?
Prestidigitation every day.
Yeah, I don't know how long that lasts. You might have to cast that every now and then, but I mean, you get a personal pet zombie.
Bainder stands up and walks to get him the hell out of here. air bonnet zombie. Bainter stands up and comes to Ralphie and puts his hand onto his shoulder, or its shoulder, and you see him starting to do an incantation.
Counterspell. I'm kidding. I don't even have that spell.
Okay. I was like, all right.
Don't touch Ralphie.
Keep your mummy hands off.
After he finishes, Bainter sits back down at the table, and the zombie kind of that you're hanging out with, Morin, kind of stands up and looks at you and says, hi.
What the f- Ralphie, you speak?
Oh, my name's Ralphie. Who are you?
Morin.
Nice to meet you, Morin. And he puts his hand out.
Shake it.
So that whole debate about souls, what just happened here?
Oh my.
He awakened Ralphie. Ralphie, what happened to your eye?
I don't quite remember. Should I have another eye, perhaps?
Nah, that's character. We'll get an eye patch for you. The lady zombies go nuts for an eye patch.
Do they?
I would imagine.
All right, all right, all right. He sits down.
Just thinking about these zombie girls.
What?
No, it's just, you know, nothing.
Can you explain this, Bainter?
He says, well, I kind of figured that you would enjoy a gift for having such... And you see Bainter kind of like lean his head back a bit like he's thinking. Compassion that perhaps you'd appreciate. One of mine.
That's a pretty good gift, I'd say.
I'd say so too.
As long as... Does he still smell bad?
If you're asking at the moment, no, he doesn't, because Mord cast prestidigitation, I believe.
Yeah, I cleaned him up.
So you're going to have to cast it every now and then. But other than that, you have a pet zombie.
I mean, I'm sure I can come up with some vestments that'll help.
He says, Bainter says, to be quite clear, he serves the adventuring party.
Oh.
He's our friend.
Soviet anthem faintly plays in the background.
Soviet anthem?
Yeah, he's our friend.
Comrade.
So he says, or Ralphie says, so what's the plan? Are we having a rest before we go on our adventures?
I suppose that would probably be a good idea. Should we do a long rest then?
Yes, if that's the group's decision.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So I'll go ahead and mark up your hit points and stuff.
Yeah. Before you rest, I'm going to cast Enlarge on just a random bard as they're playing in front of people.
Oh, God.
Make them larger. No, 30 feet.
Oh, God. Imagine the pranks you could pull with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the violin starts booming quite suddenly in the room. Sounds more and more like a cello.
I chuckle and find my bed. I just wanted to use my last spell slot where I went to sleep.
So I think we're done here in Mordville. I think
we're never done in Mordville.
Once you go to Mordville, you stay in Mordville.
I've got 16 sessions worth of shit we could do right here. It'd be fun for no one but me.
Oh, God. Let's just go back to Elkwood and see what the king thinks. Update him on the status of things if his troops haven't already.
All right. So is that the travel plans then in the morning is to head to Elkwood and to visit the palace?
I think Morad's going to stay right here.
Okay. All right, then. Have fun.
I don't think Morad would leave. I mean, he's got Moradville now. That was like his whole arc.
It into your home. We'll send some people over.
So who's going to head to Elkwood then? Would that be Erevan, obviously? I'm pretty certain, right?
To Elkwood.
Diamond is going?
Yeah, Diamond's bored here.
Yeah, I mean, we eat some good food, and I think we head out, right? Slept.
Yep. Okay. I guess Morad will stay here for now.
Yeah, Morad, he does have a lot to do here. He has to put up banners with his name on it throughout the city. Like, welcome to my, you know.
Put up some Morad propaganda.
Exactly. Posters of himself. Make you're our friends. Bask in productivity.
Make some statues of yourself.
Yeah, man.
Crunch.
In fact, have your zombie servants make statues too.
Start setting up his own home with, you know how they have trophies on the wall of like big animals and stuff? Well, his is like this wooden plaque on the wall with a bunch of metal just crushed on there. It's like, yeah, I was there when this happened. Well, in any case, you head back to the... Everyone heads back to the palace while Mord sets up the place. And, you arrive to the palace and you're brought back to, like, a private audience room with the king, who does come out and greets you graciously. He doesn't bow to you, but he does kind of does like a small curtsy. Says, welcome back. I've heard great tales of your adventures already. I've just heard of your success in Moradville. I hope that the suits that were built were useful.
They were very useful, I would say. We probably would have taken a lot longer to drive the kobolds out without your backup or assistance, I should say. So thank you for that.
Of course, as soon as it came to my attention that you had asked for help, I immediately sent them. Immediately.
They were quite timely, too.
So have you happened to have found the vault in Baindur?
Did we find any sort of vault? I'm sure Morage will happen across it eventually.
I think they left it off the map that they gave us. Convenient.
Yeah, we don't actually know where the vault is. I've only heard stories of it.
Suppose we'll find it sooner or later. But it's ours now. We're going to also inform the king of the deal that we made with Baindur himself.
So it's true then?
Yeah. All he wants is some taxes, I guess. I don't think it's that bad considering the benefits that he can offer. But I figure you could send some men over to set the place up. And I'm sure, I guess you'd have to talk to Mord about it, but I'm sure it could be...
Let me interrupt you for one moment, Erevan. You see the king kind of like point at someone to the side and like wiggle his finger towards you. And you see one of the, what looks like a robed priest come up to the side of you and they pull out like a little mace and they start shaking it in your direction and water, like splashing you with water. And then they start chanting. And then
the priest just spray us with like holy water?
Something like that.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
But it's mostly directed at Erevan. There's a few splashes that hit you as well, if you're standing nearby anyway. And after a moment, the priest looks over at the king and then backs back up to the wall. And he's like, all right, so you're not charmed.
Thanks for the shower, I guess.
I'm so sorry. I've heard stories of... I didn't know that Baindur would actually still be alive.
He's a mummy.
Yeah. I saw making a deal with him to be a better alternative than fighting him.
You saw... Where is Morid?
He wanted to stay.
The king, his eyes get really wide.
I mean, our soldiers are still there with him.
Yeah.
But you're giving me a bad sinking feeling about this. Like, is this pet zombie actually a spy?
Wait, did the pet zombie come with us?
Oh, God. I would hope he stayed with Morid.
I would think that he's with Morid, but he could be...
Yeah, and he stayed with Morid.
Is Morid in danger?
Hey, Morid, could you roll me a wisdom saving throw at disadvantage?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Wisdom saving throw at disadvantage?
Well, actually, go ahead and just roll it normally.
Yep, 12.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. At least it wasn't a disadvantage.
Well, I wouldn't have been because if it's magic, then I have advantage anyway.
Oh?
Oh, well, then you do have advantage.
Oh.
I didn't realize you had that ability.
Well, I'm a gnome.
Oh.
So advantage on wisdom, charisma, and intelligence versus magic. 12.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I do think it would be a good idea to send more men over there to have a true hold on that place without fully relying on all the undead that are there.
I mean, we had soldiers, and then we have, like, the dwarves with their mech suits that the king sent.
Yeah, we already have some people over there, but that's a relatively small amount.
Right, and yet the king is now worried about Morid. So what does the king know that we don't?
Yeah.
I don't actually know anything. I just... I've just read rumors, and some of my advisors said that upon our information that Baindur still is alive, that he would be a very powerful magic user that would very likely charm some of you, if not all of you.
Well, I assumed that the thing with the shower was to make sure that I'm not charmed. And I can tell you, him being a powerful magic user is the reason why I would much prefer coexist peacefully with him.
Or do you think that he is currently charming our army, perhaps turning them all into his own zombies? Worst case scenario here.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe we should send more forces over there, as well as priests or whoever else can offer some sort of protection.
So your solution is, I will consider it, but you must understand how hesitant I am to send more people. I'll see what my advisors have to say on it, though.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
We do want hold of the city.
Do we have contact with the people that are there? Do we know how things are going?
Sure, we have contact, but it's slow contact.
Yeah, I think if I recall, it was like, what was it, like 3 days march on foot?
Yeah, we're operating off like messenger birds here.
Yeah.
If that.
I'm sure a bird would take a letter for me to somebody. I'm sure I could do that.
So the king suggests as well. He says, so why don't you get some rest here? I know you've traveled far. And I will speak with Fox and see what we can do.
Sounds like we need to ascertain the situation there first, since you're quite dubious of how we thought we left it.
Okay. So the king nods and says, but I suspect that you would be the appropriate people to go and investigate the situation and check on your dear friend Mord and see how he is doing. I'll see what I can arrange for people to go with you. Okay?
Sounds good.
Are priests the most effective in this situation against zombie makers, charmers?
Says,
I would think so.
Perhaps, but our priests are still a bit fatigued from the march to Aerofort. They're not exactly... They like not march.
So I could send Mord like a letter, right, that we're coming back, and like with like a conjure animals, I could conjure like a bird to bring it to him, or like a raven or something.
Okay, that is something that I imagine Diamond could do. If you suggest, say this to the prince, or not to the king rather.
Yeah,
he says, I will, of course, leave it to you to make such decisions as to your adventuring party. If you wish to contact him and notify him of your return, I would suggest not telling him why that you're checking to see if he's charmed or not, for example.
Yeah.
However, touching back on who to send to fight undead, I do know of another adventurer that I had considered to be a part of the crew, but I yielded his position to Erevan. And it is a paladin. They are quite good at fighting undead. I think you should meet him perhaps in the morning. I'll send for him.
Cool.
So for now, that he would be like a hired on to your adventuring party, like a contract.
So I have defense against necrotic. That would be zombie, wouldn't it?
They are negative energy, yes. But they don't use magical to attack. They would normally use like blunt attacks and stuff, which is not necrotic in its nature. However, like powerful undead would generally use necrotic stuff like vampires, if I recall.
Or maybe the mummy.
Or most likely the mummy would, yeah. So the king excuses himself from the room and exits to go speak with the people. And the clerics follow, and some of the guards stay in the room with you. What's your plans?
This reunion was not as joyous as we were hoping.
I don't think it was expected to be joyous at all.
A whole extra city? Like, ta-da.
Of course, Erevan, the emo elf. you see as Erevan speaking, like his hair start covering one eye.
Clothes are all black.
I kid. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, you guys.
It is kind of his personality, though.
Right. I mean, to be king. Gotta see all these angles.
I forgot. I don't know how, but I completely forgot when the priest was spraying holy water on me. I was gonna say that Erevan stares at him awkwardly while he does that.
That's an easy retcon. So one of the guards comes up and says, "Shall I show you to your quarters or to a discussion room?" Or
I would say resting is probably a good idea.
Okay.
Send a bird to Mord before I go to bed. But yeah, I can do it from my room. Mm-hmm.
Be tactical about what it says.
Sneaky breaky.
All right. So you get another rest, and the morning comes, and all of you would get knocks at the door. Diamond, you sent off a message. Was it just like a normal message, like it would take a little while to get to him, or is it like some magical thing you're doing?
I think the only magic part was creating the bird.
Sorry, yeah. What were you saying?
I think the only magical part was creating the bird.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know if you were... All right. Yeah. So that's going to take a little bit to get to him, but it'll be a lot faster than sending a messenger probably. Is it something you expect you would get a message back from Morin?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, it's not like it'll automatically return to you. I don't know what spell you're using or anything.
I was just going to do summon beast or conjure animal. I don't know.
Okay. Right. So there are people kind of come to usher you back to that audience room. And upon your arrival, you would see the king's already in the audience room. And he's speaking to you're not entirely sure who he's talking to because they're in armor at the moment and their back is turned to you.
Probably that paladin.
Yeah, probably so. You would imagine, or Erevan would have put that together. You all wouldn't probably have. And the king sees your arrival and he says, here they are. Sir Generic, go ahead and say hello to the adventuring party.
Yeah, I'm Generic, the paladin. Get it? Paladin.
Anyways, so this is I had considered him to join the party, but obviously we need his help or at least I believe that you would. Have a good day.
Has the priest sprinkled this guy?
What'd you say?
He sprinkled this guy.
Does Alita say that out loud in the audience room and everything?
Who knows?
Yes. Because if she doesn't, I do.
I was like, somebody does.
What? I was told to be chicken.
Chicken brains?
No, chicken, you know, juicy, delicious, bok bok chicken. Care about two things, conquer my enemies and delicious chicken.
Get the man some chicken.
That's what I'm saying. I like this girl already.
I'm in a chicken.
Just so y'all know, the king's already left the room.
You don't want to deal with this shit.
Is that a good place to leave off the session, you think?
Sure. A bit early, but sure. I don't know what else to do.
Diamond sent a message to Mord. I don't know if Mord responds to it or not.
I think he's an NPC at this point. I failed my saving throw, so I don't know what that means.
All right, yeah. Diamond, you would at some point in the day get a message back from Mord, then that says, "All right, cool, see you soon." I don't think he would say cool, but you know, there you go. You got the gist of it.
Sup, bro? See you soon, bro.